Our fight, the fighting that we're doing, we're not throwing blows. But this thing, it says, we don't do it in an unspiritual way. Somebody say something to you. You know, I can remember when the job I'm at now, when I first got there, it was a lady, she ain't know me from Adam. For some reason, she did not like me. And I got wind of it. One of the people said, man, so-and-so said, they going to find a way to you know, rid of you. I mean, she ain't had no. They said, I got a little huff. Who she is? You know how we get in the flesh sometimes. I said, you know what? I'm not going to handle like that. I'm not going to try to do, you know, no underhanded stuff. Lord, I thank you. I got faith with so-and-so. I thank you that you make your face to shine up on me. I confess that every day. One of my best friends now. Hey, Therese, how you doing? Thing changed. I can't even tell you when it changed. You know, you walking, But now, hey, how you doing? My fight was not in this flesh body. I use my spiritual weapons, amen? Listen, when things come up against you, what weapons are you going to use? Cameron had a band tryout, and I wanted him to play trumpet because, Princess played trumpet. I was going to have Cam to play trumpet, and then Paris, she wanted to play trumpet. Well, Cam, he kind of wanted to play trombone like I did. But in my mind, I said, I'm going to have all three of them play trumpet. They're going to be some trumpet here. You know, that's kind of how I saw it. But anyway, he tried out the trumpet. He played, and the lady said, oh, that's such good tone. Oh, my goodness, because I had him practicing during the summer. And, I mean, he had such good tone. She said, oh, now play it lower. He played it lower. She said, oh, that is good. Now, the highest they can make was a 5. And she said, now play it higher. But he played the same note. Play it higher. He played the same note, but it was good tone. I know music now. And she gave him a 2. You know, I'm kind of feeling a little bit of huff now. I'm like, wait a minute, why should I give my son a 2? He got on the other instruments, made 4s and 5s. I mean, he got, but the instrument I want him to play, it was the lowest score. So we got to the band director. He said, well, you going to do best? I said, well, no, but I want him to play a trumpet. No, he made a 2. I said, I know he made a 2. It was just a technical error. I want him to play a trumpet. So he said, okay, well, Cameron, we're going to put trumpet number 3, and we're going to let him choose out here. So I let him talk, and I felt myself getting a little warm around the collar because he wasn't listening to what I'm saying. I said, excuse me, sir, I want him to play a trumpet. Well, I'm just saying we might not be able to get, I'm a little bit hot now. I want him, I'm finna buy this instrument. I want him to play a trumpet. You know what I'm saying? Well, we gonna see about this. So I left that, and I'm kind of feeling myself a little bit. Lord said, Terrell, now what kind of, he said, now if this is a spiritual fight, first thing I said, I'm gonna go talk to him. That's what I think of my. I'm gonna go up to the school. If I gotta go to the principal, I'm gonna do that. I had it all laid out. Boy, what Terrell was gonna do? He said, Terrell, what you doing? Really, Terrell? Really? That ain't how you handle a situation. You know what to do now. You right, Lord? You confess favor. You speak over the situation and you change it. Amen. And come to find out that that wasn't what he's supposed to play anyway. Lord, let the boy play trombone like he played Terrell. I said, you. I was getting mad and upset for nothing. But what I'm saying, in this flesh body, a lot of times we try to handle things through the flesh instead of using our spiritual weapons that God has given us. Amen? There have been many situations you could change if you would talk right, if you would believe right, if you would confess the word. Instead of getting mad, instead of lying, cheating, going behind somebody's back, if you would use your spiritual weapons, you could change the situation. And you wouldn't even have to lift a finger. You wouldn't have no sweat off your forehead. I mean, I could have been just as underhanded. I could have talked about her to other folks. I could have tried to do stuff to sabotage her job. I could have did all that. But no, this is not how we... Listen to what the scripture said. For though we live in this flesh body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way. The way we wage war, we wage it spiritually. Amen? We wage this war spiritually. Next verse, verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnivorous. You know, that word carnivorous mean meat, you know. I remember Kenneth Copeland talking about meathead. You know, he said, that's in the Bible. You know, do not be carnally minded. Meathead, amen. Don't be no meathead, amen. That means flesh. Flesh. Fleshly. Don't be fleshly. Listen, we got to be smart, strategic about this thing. God is so pinpoint accurate of everything that he did. When he said light be, that's what he meant. He didn't go talking all around the way and all out here. No, he knew exactly what he wanted. And he spoke what he wanted. Amen. What you need in your life. What you need to change in your life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty. The Holman reads it like this. Since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but they are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. See, these weapons that God has given us, we're going to go through these weapons. I'm going to talk about three of them. The weapons that God, he has given us, they will absolutely demolish every plan and everything that the enemy will try to bring to you. I'm talking about, it won't just stop it. It will completely demolish it. I can remember we was going to AJ Michelle them graduation. I think it was. You remember that? And we went through that town in Tennessee where that tornado had been through. Jackson, Tennessee. That's what it was. I mean, those houses and businesses were completely demolished. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about it wasn't the roof on them houses. You know, way back when I used to work with in Tupelo, Smithville, I think is the name of that town. I drove through after that tornado hit it. I mean, it wasn't a house standing. I'm talking about for blocks, houses gone. It was one house had a safe. It was bolted to the floor. That was the only thing left, that big safe that was on that floor. Completely demolished. These weapons that the Lord has given us will completely demolish the strongholds that the enemy will try to bring against your life. That frustration, financial problems, problems in your marriage, problems with your body, problems with your children, problems on your job. It will demolish it. Glory to God. Got to use these weapons. Man, we walking around with 45s on our sides, big Rambo bazooka on our back, and a 2M16. All these weapons we walking around with, and we trying to kick dirt and kick rocks at them. Come on, y'all. That's fleshly. Amen. We better get them things. Amen. Use the weapons that the Lord has given us. Amen. Next verse, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. The Holman says, we demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive. Everything that the devil will try to bring to your mind, bring to your home, you completely stop it in its tracks. I'm talking about flat foot, stop the progression of the enemy. You know, when armies are fighting, they like to advance, take ground. The devil's trying to take ground in your life. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He's trying to take ground in your life. But I'm telling you, you can stop him in his tracks. You ain't got to have crazy stuff going on in your home. Amen. You know, the Bible says that he will make the crooked path straight. I confess it every day. Lord, every crooked path that I might even face, I think you make that thing straight. We used to sing this song, and I just remember that one part. Beautiful situations, joy of the heart. Great is love. Yeah, don't sing my song. I'll just try to play. But it says beautiful situations. Oh, I said, Lord, I thank you for beautiful situations today. Let something happen and seem like it's going to be kind of shady and going against me. Mm-mm. Lord, I thank you for beautiful situations. I thank you, beautiful situation. You make that crooked path straight. What am I doing? I'm using my spiritual weapons. Amen. Had a situation, you may sigh for a minute. Why? Yeah, we in the flesh body. You may breathe deep for a minute. But you get yourself together. All right, that's what I'm going to do. Bible said, choose life. Amen. I said before you, life and death. What? Choose it. Choose life. Come on. Choose life. Now, we demolish every argument and every high thing that the enemy will try to bring to us. Now, you got to understand that what God has given us is so powerful. So, so powerful. Listen with Psalms 115. I'm going to start at verse 14. Listen what it says. I want you to watch.